different people in general, people are born with different energy levels, both positive and negative. How to handle them varying energy levels and karmas in day-to-day lives without impacting the mind? So first we should start with, as I said, for true knowledge to come in, we have to challenge all of these assumptions. We'll just start with positive and negative. Certain negative things are positive in the making. That, as somebody said, what is evil? There is a definition of it. Evil is either good in the making or good in the passing. What was good and useful at one point of time, now it is leaving behind, so it becomes evil. The food you eat is good, but you leave behind. What you leave behind becomes dirty and evil. So evil is a leaving. And there is another way, is a tendency, obstinacy in children. People say often it's a bad thing. But it's a very good thing. The day the obstinacy takes it that this is what I want, the divine. What an asset it's going to be. So we don't understand positive and negative. Let's start with that. I don't know what is positive and negative. I have a working, when we said don't know means don't set away beyond good and evil. You have a working arrangement, but always we should know our understanding is limited today and seek for more knowledge, more understanding. That mother, I don't know what is good and bad, but this is how I understand life. Be very frank before the divine. So when we start with that, and then the focus should not be on people. We don't know. Certain things may not be good for me, but may be perfectly good for the other person. Because his line of development demands this. See, there are people who are very restless, like monkeys. But see, Rama used these monkeys. We just don't know. We should start with true knowledge comes when there is utter humility. I don't know. My evaluation of people's energy, yes, there are different energies, it's true. Let's start with that. There are different energies. What I should see is not that it is positive or negative, but how do people impact me? It's true that there is an impact of environment of people. That part is true. There are some contacts which are not good for some, but good for others. Have you noticed that with the same person, there are different responses with different people? The different people who bring out your different sides. To somebody, you may be a god. To somebody else, you are a horrible person. So who are you then? All these aspects are there in us. But it does happen in life because this world is an objectivization of the divine self. And in our little life also, it's an objectivization of what is inside us. So people who are around us, in some way or the other, the interaction, they represent something within me. And they have come to teach me something, to help me understand something, not consciously. But when we look at life like that, then it's not about what they are. That's not important and relevant at all. Important is, this my goal. How can I, it may sound very strange, but how can I turn this to an advantage? That's why sometimes it's called as being a judo master. So somebody is using a certain force which is negatively. How you can use it for your own growth and development? That's all that is required. And again, we can do it if the goal is, we are very clear, goal is Divine Mother. Maybe there is a person with very negative tendencies around me. So how I would deal with it? Well, I am expected to see divine in everyone. It's very difficult to do it with human beings. In kangaroos, in panda, in koala, even in that serpent, you can say, ah, Jai Vasuki, Jai Nag Devata. Sab mein is so easy. But with human beings, especially if you are very close and living near them, very difficult to see God, huh? Yet God is there. It just because somebody is living near doesn't mean God is not there in that person. God is there even in what appears to you as something very contradictory. So to a yogin or would-be yogin, he doesn't engage into positive and negative. He tries to see that divine element. Something must be there in that person. At least I try like that. Something which has some kind of a divine movement inside. Say for example, somebody, I'm going one step further. Some people tell you abruptly, you are an idiot. It hurts you, no? So what is the first response? See, he's full of negativity. Always. Jawan kali hai. What if I am really an idiot? Let me look for a moment. Maybe there is a corner of stupidity hidden inside me. And this fellow has pointed out, oh yes, there is something which is very idiotic. I am giving one example. I am not saying that start believing those words and take it. But is there something within me? Then, okay, you have discovered there is nothing in you with regard to this. What about that person? ठीक है, जुबान काली है, सब है, but मानना पड़ेगा, just whatever he thinks is right, he just speaks out. See how many times we say, oh, being living with somebody who is very too straightforward, though he may be completely erroneous, people misuse the word straightforward because you don't know what is true, and you are saying in the name of straightforwardness, you are saying all kinds of things. Yet if somebody is straightforward, very abrupt, saying things, still you see behind it that there is a movement. He believes that it is true and he is abruptly saying. So there is even behind it. So when we start looking at life like that, you can even go to a point where you will begin to see love behind it. For instance, somebody hates. I hate you. What does it mean? See, normally, see how the mind changes. What is it called? Transducer. Now, चेंज करते हो ना वो इंडियन प्लग को ऑस्ट्रेलियन में इसमें हाँ अडेप्टर सी हाउ आवर माइंड वर्क्स इन डिफरेंट वेज समबडी सेज आई लव यू एंड इफ योर माइंड इज क्रूकेड ऐसा क्यों बोला व्हाट समथिंग इज कुकिंग अप इन हिज माइंड ही वांट्स टू टेक एडवांटेज आई मस्ट गेयर अप माई डिफेंसेस Be careful. Hey, poor fellow. What harm has he done? But mind works. Another thing. I hate you. So we can look at it like that. See, he loves. That's why he has this reaction. If he didn't love, there would be no reaction. There's a very nice couplet. It is sung by I think Ghulam Ali, if I am not mistaken, or Mehdi Hassan. He says, Kisi ranjish ko hawa do ki main zinda hoon abhi. That at least get angry. I'll know you are alive. I am alive. So if a person says, I hate you, means basically the mental adapter is, oh, this fellow loves me. Loves it in a dark way. But loves. Nevertheless, how do I handle this love? You may never be able to change the person. But you would have grown by steps and stages if you have changed inside this understanding. Maybe all your life you have to live with this idea that he hates you, but you have to keep on seeing that love inside, behind that hate, the divine presence inside. You can pray for that person. So a yogin's response has to be very different from the average human's response. Average human response is this. A very negative person. Everybody who says anything wrong about me must be the worst person on the world. Planet Earth. He's a very negative person. And you ask, why do you say he's a negative person? See, that's how he spoke. He spoke to you or to everybody. So, the famous story of the mother. And there was somebody who used to be very angry, this, that. Abusive, and once mother asked, the person complained, about this ex. Some mother says, okay, does he come for work regularly? He says, yes, for work he comes regularly. Mother said, okay, that's it. Let him continue. Another person was complaining about the ashram, this, that, people there, everybody is bad, horrible, this, that. Again, complaint went to the mother, why are you keeping such a person? He is complaining about everybody and everything. Mother says, tell him once something against me and see his response. He may complain about the whole world, but if you say something against her, he will defend. So see, we look at things in a very small, narrow perspective. So we have to understand, grow wide. That's how the yoga proceeds, through all these events, not through some big meditation, 3 hours. This is how the yoga continues. So don't worry about people. Their divine will take care of their energy levels. Be concerned about your own energy level. If there are people who put you down in the dumps, one way is, the easy way is to throw away them. Sometimes it may be a practical necessity to stay away. It's perfectly fine. Some people bring out a lot of reactions. It's okay to stay. But also see, why is it that you have reacted like this? And to correct that part inside. And that's why equanimity in yoga and its objects. What is the first step Sri Aurobindo says about yoga? To see the divine in everyone, behind every event, circumstances. That's the first step of yoga. We may say it's difficult, but then yoga is difficult. No shortcut or easy way. And if we persist, one day she will begin to show us.